Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Patriots Monday became Patriots Tuesday this week, and here's some of Bill Belichick's chat with WEEI's afternoon radio crew at Gillette Stadium.
I think it was a real good week of practice. You know, we really talked to the players about the urgency of putting the Jet game behind us, forgetting about it, and moving on to St. Louis, and of course the fact that we had lost to Arizona and Seattle, two other NFC West teams that we really didn't know, and probably not knowing them well enough cost us in both those games. You know, coaches and players, I mean, you know, we come up a point short, and that's the difference in the game, so somewhere along the line. So we really made that a priority for all of us, for the coaches and the players, to really buckle down and make sure that we did even more than we did in those games, put more urgency on it, more preparation, and see if we could find something that would swing the difference in our favor this time.
How about Josh's experience last year with St. Louis? Do you think that was a major factor in the game, or was that a coincidence that he was there all of last year as a coordinator and knew their personnel?
We definitely talked to him about that, and I think he certainly provided some insight. But on the other hand, there's a lot of players there that weren't there last year. Some of the key ones were, of course, like Jackson and Bradford, guys like that. But, you know, there's quite a few new guys on the offensive line, you know, several new defensive players on the corner, Finnegan, Jenkins, Johnson, guys like that. So some of them were carryovers, and quite a few of them weren't.
The trading deadline's been extended, moved to the 8th week, and now it's been moved a couple of days. And I think fans probably would love to see lots of trading the way it happens in baseball. But isn't it different? If you acquire a hitter or a pitcher, he can fit into a baseball lineup like this. If you acquire a cornerback or a safety right now, how long does it take you before you can get him into your system, getting him understanding what you're doing, what he needs to do?
I think that's a big issue. Yeah, I think it's a big issue. How long does it take? I don't know. It depends on the player and his familiarity with your system and his experience and so forth. But it's definitely an issue. I think if you were to trade for a player, that's one of the questions you have to ask is, all right, so we have 8 games left. How long would it be before he could really contribute at the level that we, you know, whatever you're trading for the guy, whatever level you think he's going to be at, how long would it take him to get to that level on your team, in your system?
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.